The stomach was a similar thing for me. I had that heart opening too, but the stomach thing, until it was sort of dealt with, there was some momentum of addiction in some form of my life. Like, and so I remember coming down into feeling, and so you don't know that at first, because until you have the present awareness to be able to see that that's what's going on, whether it's the throat or the stomach, you can often be very blind, and you can think that it's about the ice cream, or it's about, you know, and then so going down into my stomach, just remember working with that and seeing, wow, that has nothing to do with the thing that I'm addicted to. It has to do with the fear that I felt when I was a kid of feeling like I was not safe anymore. And then how that pattern reoccurred in my life, like getting bullied when I was 10, but then feeling the bully come back over and over. And all of that was held in my stomach, along with a lot of shame. And as that started to release, it's like my whole body started to, like the engine that was driving that whole thing felt much more relaxed. And there's no way that you can know that until you experience it. You can't guess about how that's going to work until you go through it, you know. And again, like you said, it would be great if there was one switch. We could just turn that switch, and then, but that's more an exploration that unfolds. Just in real time, continue to be aware of how we hide ourselves and how we feel shame in just everyday conversations, and then create a space where it feels safe to be who we are, however that is, without being shamed for things that come up for us, and just working with it. And like everything else, it starts to unravel, you know, and it does differently. It unravels at a pace that's different for everybody. But as it does, there's an amazing amount of freedom just in that, and no longer feeling that. And you can feel the difference when you go through that. I mean, you can, you know, it's like you don't know what you have until it's gone, is the song.
Yeah.
But this is a little different twist on it. You don't know what you're carrying around until it's gone, because it's your operating system. And it's the work of all of us to do the inner work on for ourselves, you know, because we can't control what other people do. If they're going to do that, you know, we can't. But what we can do is work on ourselves, and we can encourage everyone to take that internal look at where is the shaming coming from. And quite often it's coming from their own shame or their own deficiency story or their own suffering, and they can't see that.
Go to killibeecenter.com, Radical Recovery Summit, to see the full schedule of speakers and to register to watch these free online September 23rd and 24th in the Radical Recovery Summit 2017.